I'm taking part in a mentoring scheme at the moment being organised by Anna Debenham. If you want to know more about it, I suggest tweeting Anna at Anna_Debenham. And part of this is me meeting regularly and talking regularly with somebody about their anything that they, any questions they've got or any issues they have relating to web design. Now, the particular person that I'm working in, who is called Helen Potter and has the Twitter ID Webmuggle. Yes, I know, it's kind of funny, isn't it? Is questioning me about design. She's got her HTML skills down, her CSS and JavaScript skills. She's technically very good, but has questions about design. And I think there are a lot of people in that situation, website owners, that may understand their business very well, but when they're asked to comment on design and provide feedback on a design, struggle to do so because, well, they're not trained as designers. Equally, there's developers that are forced into the situation of having to do little bits of design work from time to time. Well, I suggested to Helen she gets hold of a copy of Jason Beard's book, Beautiful Web Design, which is a really good book that covers the principles of good design practice. In particular, it focuses on five things, at least I think it does, as far as I remember. I haven't actually checked my facts, that would be far too organised of me. And these five elements of design are like the cornerstone of everything that a designer does. And if you have to work on design for any reason, and you're not a trained designer, I would encourage you to bear these five principles in mind as you do it. They are texture, colour, typography, layout, and white space. So let me just quickly look at each of those. Texture. Are you adding texture and depth to the design? Has it got gradients or subtle patterning or shadows or anything that's prevents the design being flat and lifeless? Now, there are some occasions when you purposely don't want to add texture, but you should at least be thinking about it. Typography. Choice of typeface is incredibly important, but typography doesn't just stop there. Typography includes spacing both between letters and line heights. It affects things like line length. There are a whole plethora of issues surrounding typography. So put real care into your choice of type. Don't pick too many typefaces for a single design. I recommend keeping it as low as possible. But use different weights and sizes in order to create typographic emphasis. Number three is colour. Colour is incredibly powerful. And if you're struggling to create the right colour palette, do what I suggested to Helen, which is check out Adobe Kulr. That's K-U-L-E-R, which is a great tool for helping create effective colour palettes. Layout. Layout and grid systems are really important, having an underlying structure to your page. And again, there's some great tools out there. If you do a search on 960 grids, you'll find out loads about creating a basic grid structure that can underlie your design and make your design so much more effective. And that leaves us with white space. The negative space between elements on a page is a really important design factor, something they drive home to you at art college all the time. So often we concentrate on the elements themselves, but if you end up with awkward spaces between elements that look weird, it makes the design feel uncomfortable. It's a hard thing to explain on an audio boo, but do a bit of searching on negative space and you'll be amazed what you come back with. So there you are, five elements of design that I think everybody should get their head around, whether they're a designer or not.